Lunch Break Lounge, Indy's Giant 90.9. Talks a good transition into what we're getting into next. High school hoopage around the state. This weekend, the regionals, the boys basketball regionals all across the state. And Kyle Nenrep joins us to discuss that. Kyle, it was a good sectional week last week. Maybe some surprising teams winning some sectionals, especially over there at Brownsburg. What was your takeaway from the sectional round?
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Grant. I would say, yeah, the probably the Brownsburg loss to Plainfield was one of the bigger surprises. And then, of course, Plainfield gets beat on a last-second shot at the end of regulation, and then a loss in overtime to Avon, who probably not a lot of people expected at the start of the season to still be playing, but really kind of came on and were able to advance into that Southport Regional, where they'll see New Pal on Saturday. And then, but yeah, I thought the biggest takeaways was that was one of the bigger surprises. But then, you know, kind of the intrigue of sectional 10 and what would happen there with all those four out of the six teams really had a chance, probably, you thought, going in. And LC, with the beneficial draw, kind of took advantage of that and put the hammer down on Warren Central Saturday night. But some really good games there. That Warren Lawrence North game was unlike any game I've ever covered before. Just the low scoring 27-25 nature of it, but very entertaining in a weird way. that was quite a game. Of course, Ben Davis beating Pike, that was one of the highlighted games that we knew going in would probably happen. And I really did think it was a coin flip type of game, and turned out to really be that way. So a lot of good stories. I'm heading out to Beech Grove later today to talk to their team about their emotional win. Of course, Matt English, they lost early in the season, their coach, to brain cancer, and were able to win a sectional title. Really a neat story for them. But a lot of great stories, and then always too much that you can actually get to each story, but in a week. But a lot of good stuff out there, and really looking forward to this weekend. Seeing what happens in Southport and elsewhere. I think there's a lot of, Carmel and Dinesville could play each other Saturday night, and I think that could be a really good game on the north side of that 4A bracket.
Kyle Nedrup joins us. IndyStar.com is where you can find him covering high school hoops. Kyle, you mentioned Ben Davis a little bit. The Giants started off the season really well. Then they kind of got into a funk there around Christmas time and in the early parts of January. But it was really that Carmel game. Yeah, they lost to Carmel, but it was that Carmel game that kind of turned their season around a little bit. They were able to get a lot of wins in late January, early February, and into the tournament. How big of an accomplishment is it for Ben Davis to win the sectional this year after, going through coaching changes and a whole new lineup coming into this year? How big was that for the Giants to win their sectional this year?
Well, I think it gives you credibility if you're Don Carlisle, and not that he didn't have it already. But I think it gives you this is what we can accomplish, if we believe in our system. And I remember talking to him, it was right before that Carmel game, during the season, and they were going through a little bit of a slump and had lost to Pike and Center Grove and ended up losing that Carmel game. But from there, came back and lost to Carmel that night, and then came back to beat Addicts the next night, and kind of got on a little bit of a roll. Their only loss after that was that Lawrence North game that came right down to the wire. And we saw how good Lawrence North was playing, by the end of the season. So I think we always knew Ben Davis was a team that, was going to be dangerous. They're unlike, you can't really prepare for them because of DeJuan Jones, that is unlike any player in the state, really. And not that there's not any way to beat that or combat that, but it's hard to prepare for. But I know they're going to have their hands full. I think Lawrence Central is a tough matchup for Ben Davis, tough matchup for anybody, really, but they're just so balanced and so good offensively, that they're hard to slow down. So I think that's going to be a tough game, but I think it will be maybe Lawrence Central's toughest competition possibly that they may see until the state finals. Potentially. I think there's some good teams in that Seymour Regional as well, like Bloomington South and Center Grove, that could give them trouble. But this is a real hurdle, and You know, if you can get through this game, it gives you a route to get to Banker's Life. But, you know, as we saw last year, Ben Davis really had Warren on the ropes, and there was a call late in that game that if you ask Aaron Henry, it probably could have gone the other way, and it didn't. And that sometimes it comes down to stuff like that, and I think it'll be a really good game, a competitive game between two teams that know each other pretty well. And I know Lawrence Central handled Ben Davis rather easily the first time they played each other, but I think we'll see a more competitive game on Saturday.
Yeah, that game was at Lawrence Central as well, and the Giants kind of got in a funk. That was during that stretch of games where they really weren't playing well, but they were able to get it back there late in the season. You go down to Class 3A, Culver Academy, the defending champions in there, as well as Delta, the undefeated team up there in the northern half of 3A in that bracket. What do you see out of Culver Academy and Delta being undefeated this year, winning the regional out of Newcastle this past weekend?
Yeah, that's going to be a good Culver Academy is, you know, we kind of became familiar with them last year when they made it to the state finals and were really impressive to win the 3A title. A pretty dominant performance by them over Bossy in that game. But, you know, they pretty much have everybody back. You know, Trey Galloway is their, kind of their star, but they have other guys, Deontay Craig and Ethan Britton-Watts, who are really good players as well. They're really going to be the favorite in that South Bend Washington regional. And then on the Marion regional, I think is really interesting because Angola is probably a team no one really knows about, but they're having a great season. And then Marion with Jalen Blackman, and he's a sophomore who, you know, he could make a run at the all-time scoring record if he kind of stays on this current pace. I had a chance to see him earlier this year, and really, really handles the ball well. Of course, everybody knows the Blackmans up in Marion can score, but he's more of an all-around point guard type and who can also score, you know, 30-plus points a game. So, yeah, that'll be really interesting if Marion and Delta play each other for that championship game in Marion. That could be one of the better games in the state that night. So, you know, yeah, you got some really good, potentially a really good semi-state with either Marion or Delta or whoever comes out of Marion and most likely playing Culver Academy. That potentially sets up really nice.
Cal Nedrep, Indy Star, IndyStar.com is where you can find him on Twitter, at Nedrep Kyle. You go to the south part of 3A there. Is Beech Grove a legitimate contender down there in 3A? I mean, obviously they're legit, winning the sectional, playing really well, and the whole Matt English story is just amazing what they've been able to do this season. So you got that regional down there at Greencastle. It's really tough. Chris Posadic's, Greencastle, and Beech Grove, Owen Valley will play Chris Posadic's, Beech Grove plays Greencastle. Who's the favorite in that sectional? Greencastle 21-4 on the season. Their schedule may be a little bit deceiving, but what do you see out of that Greencastle regional?
Yeah, that's an interesting. Greencastle is really young. They've got a lot of sophomore. I think four sophomore starters on that team. So, you know, they're a team that's only, you're going to see them in that regional, I think, probably here the next couple of years too, and hosting it in that neat arena they got over there in Greencastle. But, you know, Owen Valley upset Edgewood, so Edgewood was expected to be there, and they're not. I would say Addix is probably your favorite there overall. If you know, I know the record's not maybe what it has been, but when they lose, it's mostly to 4A teams. They lost a one-point game to Brebeuf as well, but their schedule's really tough. So that 18-8 is a little bit deceiving. They're better than that as far as record goes. And I think Beech Grove, I had a chance to see them play Ron Colley a couple weeks ago, and they're very balanced. And they have a kid, Juwan Allison, who is a junior, who's athletic, you know, probably about 6'3" or 6'4". And he's our leading scorer, but they have five or six other guys who can score double digits for them. And they're just tough. I mean, they're what you expect from a Matt English team. Mike Renfro is the head coach now, the interim, but he was an assistant for Matt English. He played at Beech Grove. All their coaches are Beech Grove guys. So they're very tough defensively. Just, I think it would probably be Beech Grove and Addix, although Beech Grove Greencastle should be a really good game. But I expect Beech Grove to, they're going to ride some emotion, I think, going into this regional. And, you know, I think they are capable of winning it, but although I'd give Addix probably a slight nod as the favorite.
Kyle Nedrep joins us, IndyStar.com. Kyle, before we let you go, I want your final thoughts on the Ben Davis-Lawrence Central matchup. Obviously, we'll be there covering the game. The tip's at noon. Who wins that game and why?
I think Warren Central wins it. I think it's going to be a good game, though, like I said. The question to me is, you know, can DeJuan stay out of foul trouble? And is Jalen Windham hitting shots? And if they are, Ben Davis can definitely win this game. I think something's got to break right, too. You got to have LC not quite hitting on all cylinders, maybe get Jake LaRavia. And by the way, I mean, Jake LaRavia is just having a phenomenal season. I went over there yesterday and doing a little feature on him, but he averaged about, you know, barely over 5 points a game last year, and now I think he's a surefire Indiana All-Star. So you got to be able to handle their guys, or, you know, they're multiple. They got LaRavia, Dre Davis, and Nigel Pack, and then Wesley Jordan, who's probably overlooked a little bit. So they're more balanced than almost anybody in 4A, so that's why I give them the nod. But, you know, this is going to be a tough matchup. You know, anybody who can't keep the wand off the block is going to have trouble, and if he gets it down there, he's going to score, and he's going to score a lot. So, you know, vice versa, Lauren Central's got to stay out of foul trouble against him. So it's going to be a kind of a chess match, but I would give LC the slight edge to win that game. And then the winner of that's got a pretty good path to win the Southport Regional.
Hey, Kyle, thanks for joining us. We're going to see you down at Southport on Saturday?
You bet. I'll be there.
All right. We'll see you there in the historic Southport Fieldhouse. Thanks for joining us today, and we'll talk to you again sometime.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Grant.
Kyle Nedrep, IndyStar.com. Check him out there. He does some great, great stuff with high school basketball features. You know, you mentioned he's going to Beech Grove this afternoon to just talk with that team about the emotions that they're riding. And then he's going to Lawrence Central this week to do a feature on. He's all over the state, you know, just covering high school basketball. He does a fantastic job doing that. And we're always, always grateful to have him here on the program.